In the 1920s, it was quite unusual for artists to carve their own work. So it was very hierarchical, and people who were seen as fine artists had tended to work in clay and then hand over their clay pieces to artisans who would either carve them or cast them. And what people like Hepworth did was to keep the whole process to themselves from the beginning to the end. It often meant that they weren't very good at carving, and I think that was one of the problems for them in their early days. They had a lot of criticism because they were quite basic. They weren't highly technically trained carvers, but that meant that they went for more interesting shapes, and there was a sense of the shape being authentic and really true to the material, and that's what gradually became something that people liked so much.